You're listening to episode 33 of the FitzPro podcast. Today's episode is all about something I was terrified to do, actually, in the beginning of starting my business. We are going to go over transitioning from a scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset when it comes from referring clients out or saying no to clients if you aren't a good fit for them or if they need someone other than you, instead of taking them on for yourself and trying to fill that gap when it is a gap that you know you are not qualified to fill. Okay, so if you are a trainer and or you are a professional in any field, this is likely going to be a valuable podcast for you. I hope you certainly think so. And without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. So today's podcast is really about something I was terrified to do for years in this industry, and this industry being health and fitness. I was functioning out of a scarcity mindset in regards to this, and it was doing a disservice to my clients and really to myself because I wasn't happy and it didn't feel good, right? My conscience knew that I shouldn't be serving these people. So it was a lose-lose for everyone involved. And I also want to share some experiences that have happened since my mindset shift around this subject because it really is a win-win now for the potential client, for myself, and for the other professionals involved. And what I am talking about is staying in your own lane and referring clients or potential clients out when they aren't a good fit for you or they're out of your wheelhouse. Now, we can't really start this conversation without first defining what is in fact inside your wheelhouse, right? And I'm talking in the sense of what you like to do plus what your expertise is, not just what your professional scope of practice is. I am talking about encompassing all of those together when making a decision around referring a client to someone else. We don't want personal trainers pretending that they're doctors or a weekend certification warrior playing the part of a registered dietitian, just as we don't want a registered dietitian who happens to lift at the local LA Fitness playing strength coach for their clients. I certainly hope we are all on the same page there, and that is what I'm talking about today. On that same note, we just don't want to work with people who aren't our ideal client, and that's a lose-lose. Right? They will be unsatisfied and you will resent the client because you won't enjoy working with them. And that we just don't want that. I'm sure you have experience with that. Most trainers or business owners have experience with that. It is not enjoyable and it is not something we want to repeat. So you need to define a few boundaries that you stay within. What is in your lane and what is literally outside of your lane? For me, I don't diagnose or make those claims. I certainly work with clients who have injuries and who get injuries, but I am not the person who diagnoses that. And when I feel something is outside of my scope, I say, I need you to go to a Mayo Clinic. I need you to go to a physio. We are going to stick with, you know, X, Y, and Z exercises until you can see a doc. I do not play doctor. Okay. I pride myself on being really good at programming and knowing the human body and making adjustments where needed. That does not make me a doctor. I also don't do nutrition coaching. I stopped doing that years ago because two things. I feel educated enough to, I didn't feel educated enough in that area to adequately and confidently be telling someone what they should put in their body or if intermittent fasting is going to be best for them or counting macros or high carb or low carb. I had a basic understanding of nutrition and I could get people to lose fat in 20 days. That did not qualify me to be a nutrition coach. Not in my professional opinion. The second reason is that I generally do not enjoy learning about or teaching on nutrition. And I love education, right? It's a big piece of what I do. It just doesn't light me up. I tried to force it for years, and I just don't care. It's not for me. I eat intuitively. I focus on protein, carbs, and water intake. I don't track anything. I stop eating a cookie after every dinner if I see that, you know, I'm getting into a sugary-filled evening routine that I would like to break, that I know will take me to a place I don't want to be, and that's about it. I eat to feel good in the gym, and I like beer, right? That is the extent of my nutrition, and I have no desire to help people with theirs. So that's where it ends for me. That doesn't mean my clients don't want nutrition guidance. That just means that I am not the person to provide it. And that, my friend, is where the mindset shift comes in. Owning your expertise, defining your lane, literally defining your lane. What is in it? What is outside of it? Where do you draw the boundaries? And referring out for anything that is not within your wheelhouse. You know what happens when you commit to this mindset? You literally create a higher level of trust with that client or potential client. Because when you refer out, that shows that person in the most direct way possible that you have their best interest in mind. I said no to 3 people last round of Fitzbro Foundations because my program was honestly not a good fit for them. And I even referred one of them out to Rachel Turner, another business coach that I know, because I thought that that would be the best fit for this particular person who was inquiring about Fitzbro Foundations. She ended up joining Rachel's Brave Business School or Academy, I'm not sure what it's called. Rachel and I have a great relationship. The client is happy and we are both happy. It's a win-win-win. And now that follower of mine sticks around and probably speaks highly of me because I showed her a new valuable human and didn't just try to sell her on my product, right? A few months ago, I just started openly referring my one-on-one and Built by Annie clients to Working Against Gravity for nutrition. I have never worked with WAG, but I have followed them for years, and I have talked with Adi, the owner, and I absolutely love their philosophy around nutrition. If I did nutrition, I would do it like WAG. If I was looking for services, I would hire WAG. So I just started tagging them in these referral posts, and bam, Adi DM'd me and got me a referral code for sending my clients over to WAG. Win, win, win. My apologies, fam. That was one of our friends coming over and opening the garage. So sorry if you heard that in the background or thought it was weird. That was definitely my garage opening. Anyway, back to this whole situation with referring people out. So it feels good for me to say no so that I can stay in my lane rather than feeling like an imposter or like I'm doing a disservice to the client. And those were my exact feelings when I was trying to take on all of the clients and fill all of these gaps that I really should not have been trying to fill. It's a win for the client and it's a win for the other professional or company because they are receiving their ideal client as well. So it's a win for everyone when you refer out. The mindset shift here really comes from a fear of losing money or clients, which is the most ironic because you're going to lose time, money, and clients by playing roles that you're unprepared to play. Can you imagine what a royal shit show an actual play would be if one person was trying to play all of the parts? Yeah, bro, that's you when you don't refer people out for issues or needs outside of your lane, expertise, or wheelhouse. No one is coming back to that show, and they will likely talk shit about it to their friends. But if they go to a play where all of the parts are clearly defined and played by people who were meant to play those roles, that human comes back the next time that that play is in town, or they look up the company, they tell their friends that they have to go see this play. The same rings true when you shift from a scarcity to abundance mindset in referring your humans to the correct direction. Don't serve out of desperation, my friend. It doesn't serve anyone. I know it can be hard when you are just starting out because you need money. You probably think I can make this work or I need experience, but it's just so not worth it on so many levels. Like, please just don't do it. Identify your ideal client, identify your area of expertise, define your lane. What are your boundaries of operation? And ideally, create relationships with other professionals who you can confidently refer to in certain areas. Like, I refer people to the Active Life and Working Against Gravity for if they need a doctor or someone that is, you know, more capable and educated than me when it comes to the body, or Working Against Gravity for nutrition. That's it, fam. The power of referring clients and staying in your own lane, it matters, and it's something I think trainers need to do a better job of. I know I certainly did. I needed to do a better job of it, you know, years ago. I feel like I do a pretty good job of it now, which is obviously why I'm sharing on it. Per usual, if you find value here on the FitsPro podcast, which I hope that you do, it's why I am here after all, please rate and leave a review. Give it 5 stars. That is literally how I gain traction on this platform, which is something that I'm trying to do. I cannot do it without you guys. So please take 60 seconds to give it 5 stars and write a quick review. Obviously authentic, please. I will be choosing a winner and giving away 1 free month of Built by Annie or my Instagram one-on-one course, depending on if that person is on the business side or fitness side, once we reach 100 reviews. And I will keep coming up with the incentives for you guys to leave reviews after that, because I gotta keep climbing. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitsPro podcast.